it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi underscore Abebefe. I logged into Instagram last night for all of 2 minutes, and then I logged out. But you can find me on IG at Femi underscore Abebefe. Hit up the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. AFC North in primetime. Let's get after it. But as always, because we're going to get to a lot of stuff over the course of these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, I mean, we're doing you such a kind favor to put this content in on-demand fashion for you to consume directly to your ear. The least you can do is when you visit You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts is to subscribe, rate, and review. We have 4 guests who will be joining us across these 4 hours, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports better, part of the Hammer HQ, our buddy Joey Knish, baby. Knish is hitting us up to talk some college football and the National Football League. The Honolulu Blue, they suffered an L in primetime last Sunday night against the Chiefs. Will they bounce back next Monday night when they take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? We'll talk Michigan, Detroit, and any other bets that Knish has in the ledger. At 5:40 Eastern, NBA writer for The Athletic, host of the Count the Dings podcast, Zach Harper returns to us here on You Better You Bet as we talk all things association with opening night coming up on Tuesday. Very fired up for that in the NBA. And then at 6 o'clock Eastern, to begin the Power Hour, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, Jay Croucher, joins us for his weekly Thursday spot. Going to get all of Jay's thoughts ahead of week 7 in the NFL. And then to wrap up the quartet of guests that we have at 6:20 Eastern, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, co-host of Forward Progress, Rob Pozzola, gives us his best bets for week 7 in the NFL. So we have a lot of guests on this jam-packed Thursday, but we also want to hear from you guys as well. At home, watching, listening, in the office, wherever you are, let us know what's your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals. It could be a side, a total, a prop, whatever you like for tonight's game. Let us know in the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we will go ahead and give you a shout out later on in the program. Absolutely fired up to see what the real ones have to think for tonight's Thursday night football game. And that's where we begin the show today, with this AFC North clash between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the betting market over at BetMGM has the Steelers as a 5.5-point favorite, total sitting at 45. The big movement with this game has been to the total. This was 43, 43.5 earlier in the week. We have crossed through the key number of 44 to where we sit now here at 45 on game day. And that is the consensus number pretty much everywhere in the market. A couple places at 44.5, but 45 is the consensus number, and that's the number at BetMGM where we make it legendary. The big news with this game just came out, though, about an hour ago, maybe 90 minutes ago, with the Cincinnati Bengals. Their star edge rusher, Trey Hendrickson, is not expected to play in tonight's game. Hendrickson is dealing with a hip injury, did not practice at all this week. They were hoping that he could try to give it a go. Apparently now, as we're about 5 hours away from kickoff, he says, you know what? It's a no-go. Too short of a week. Hendrickson will not be out there, which when you think about the Bengals defense with Trey Hendrickson and how bad they are, well, now think about them without Trey Hendrickson, the leading sack getter last season in the NFL. So no Hendrickson tonight for the Bengals. No Mike Gesicki tonight for the Cincinnati Bengals, their tight end. He was placed on IR earlier this week. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers, their wide receiver, Calvin Austin, who's turned into their wide receiver two with George Pickens down in Dallas. They got DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin, two like very different receivers from a size standpoint. Here's DK Metcalf at like 6'4". Calvin Austin's like 5'10" or something like that. He is out with a shoulder injury, but Calvin Austin has been really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So just keep that in mind. I know I was looking at handicapping the first TD score market earlier this morning. Calvin Austin was listed. We've known for a couple of days now, Calvin Austin was not going to be playing in the game. So go out there and take advantage of some of these touchdown markets. If you see Calvin Austin listed, he will not be active for the Steelers tonight. And I know everyone's been making the jokes about it, but I do think it's like noteworthy to go out there and say this. But like the icy hot bowl, because Aaron Rodgers was asked about he and Joe Flacco, quarterbacks north of 40, Flacco 40 years old, Rodgers 41 years old. It's kind of crazy that these guys are still going at it. The fourth time in league history that we have two quarterbacks over the age of 40 squaring off. The other three times were those NFC South clashes between Tom Brady and Drew Brees. But yeah, we got the old guys on a short week. Should be pretty fun. And actually, maybe that makes for like an interesting betting standpoint here. Like short week for older players. Maybe we're not going to get as many fireworks as the betting market suggests. But the big thing for me tonight, and why I'm so interested in watching this game, even though on paper it might not be like the sexiest matchup that you could ever manufacture for a primetime game, is that tonight is all about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tonight is the Pittsburgh Steelers showcase game. It is their Steelers in the spotlight game. And usually for a glamour franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers, six-time Super Bowl champions, they have a Super Bowl winning head coach in Mike Tomlin, very popular coach. The media loves him. I love Mike Tomlin. We all love Mike Tomlin. They have a future Hall of Famer at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, also a Super Bowl winner. But with all of that as the creation of this team, they've certainly flown under the radar, it feels like. And there's a bunch of reasons as to why that might be the case. I think the biggest reason, honestly, is that they haven't played in primetime nor they've played in the 425 slot. Like, it's all been the 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and then they had one game bright and early in Dublin against the Minnesota Vikings. But, like, that's an international game. Some people aren't even up, especially on the West Coast. That game kicks off at 6:30 in the morning. I was up because I'm in them streets, an absolute junkie for the NFL. But, like, a lot of people aren't. I mean, my wife is a Vikings fan. She was sleeping in the game. She wasn't awake. So, like, we haven't yet seen the Steelers in kind of like a standalone primetime game where we're all watching this team, which is one of the reasons why I think a lot of people, and I think this is probably like my like least favorite genre of sports talk, but like it's kind of true as it pertains to the Steelers. The whole like nobody's talking about insert player X, team X, coach X, whatever. Like nobody really is talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers other than looking up and saying, whoa, the Steelers are 4-1 and they're the odds on favorites to win the AFC North. Like this thing, it feels like it's happened so quickly for the Pittsburgh Steelers after what was a weird courtship of Aaron Rodgers, not knowing when he was going to show up for OTAs or mini camp or whatever, end up showing up for training camp. But so far through 5 games and through 6 weeks, so far so good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'll say this because you guys know how I feel about this team. I talked about them yesterday on the show when I broke down the 14 teams that I feel will make the playoffs. The Steelers were not one of those teams because I think the Steelers are rather mediocre. But I will say this on the positive for Pittsburgh. Offensively, you know, starting to find themselves a little bit. It's not the prettiest, but it's also not the worst. It's not what it was last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. It's not what it was with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. You know, this offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, and the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, it's trending in the right direction. And I love what I'm seeing out of DK Metcalf. Like, that might be one of those situations where both teams won the trade. Like, everyone was wondering, like, Seattle, they traded DK Metcalf to Pittsburgh. What's going to happen there? Well, they don't have to deal with his salary. We all know the Seahawks offense is going really well with Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Sam Darnold. And for the Steelers, it's worked out really well for them. DK Metcalf's been a monster for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been really, really good. Now, defensively, on paper, it looks like they should be awesome. And when you look at the roster, you see TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith. You got Jalen Ramsey on the back end, Joey Porter Jr. All these stars that we all know for defensive football, they have them. But like when you look under the hood and you watch them play, it's like, okay, they're very opportunistic in terms of getting turnovers, but are they actually a good defense? I don't think they are. I think they're kind of a middle-of-the-road defense, just average, 16th in the league, and that's where they rank, actually, in success rate, 16th on defense. I think that's actually the truth of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the beauty for the Steelers this year, at least, as it stands right now, as we're sitting here on October 16th on the precipice of tonight's game where they're a 5.5-point favorite against a division rival, this division has turned disastrous for Pittsburgh. Like, the Ravens have imploded or near implosion with all the injuries and their 1-5 start. The Bengals lost Joe Burrow week 2, and the Browns are the Browns. In the summer, we thought this was going to be one of the more difficult divisions in the league, and now the sea has been parted for Pittsburgh to be the team that waltzes to a division title. Now, I don't think that's going to happen per se, because I believe that this team, once they start playing better opponents, which might not be tonight, but once they start playing better opponents, reality will quickly set in. And I still am holding on to hope that Baltimore will be able to turn that ship around and get going in the right direction. But I must admit, it's all out there on a platter for Pittsburgh, which makes tonight's game so critical for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll get into the betting trends of Mike Tomlin as a road favorite in the next segment. But this is a very, very pivotal game for the Steelers, a very important game if they want to fulfill these expectations as an odds-on favorite to win the division. Now, speaking of their division foes, the team they're facing tonight, the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, they're just playing out the string, it feels like. like this team is not very good. Do they have a chance to salvage this season? No, they don't. And they made the trade for Joe Flacco to try to do something because Zach Taylor, the head coach, is definitely feeling it a little bit on the hot seat. And of course, this team is hoping that maybe they can scratch and crawl their way to being in contention to where Joe Burrow shows up in December. And maybe, hey, we could potentially make a run at this thing. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Joe Flacco makes them a hell of a lot more interesting than they were with Jake Browning, because Flacco is more likely to push the ball down the field and try to make some plays. Also going to make plays for the opposition as well. But, like, let's call a spade a spade. Flacco was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league when he was in Cleveland. That offensive line is a lot better than the offensive line that he's playing behind right now. So, for Cincinnati, while tonight might be frisky, hint, hint, as to what I might like in the game, I don't think that this team is going anywhere, and this just, to me, feels like we're headed towards Joe Burrow placed on season-ending IR in a few weeks, or maybe in about 5 weeks, and then Zach Taylor playing out the string on his job and likely not returning in 2026. So that's where part of my attention will be tonight.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The other part of my attention, as we're getting started here on You Better You Bet on a Thursday, will be with the ALCS and the Blue Jays and the Mariners. So last night, Game three. How about it? I'll tell you this. I was almost levitating when Julio Rodriguez hit that two-run homer in the first inning. Like, I was on fire. The city of Seattle was on fire. It just felt like that moment. And, like, everyone's going nuts two games away. Like, oh, my goodness. They take this game one win away. And then it took a turn for the worst. Here's Toronto. Hit him with a five spot in the third. George Springer homer in the fourth. Vlad Guerrero Jr. homer in the fifth. Another crooked number, four spot in the sixth. Blue Jays scored 12 runs across four innings. George Kirby didn't have it whatsoever. Shane Bieber settled in after giving up the two-run bomb to Julio Rodriguez. And that's how you have a 13-4 Blue Jays victory. Now, when you turn it to tonight, because this is the real pivotal game, which is going to determine whether we have a series or not, the Mariners are a minus 120 favorite. The Blue Jays are even money, total at 7.5. Max Scherzer on the mound for Toronto. Can't wait to see what that looks like going up against Luis Castillo. I do believe the Mariners get back on track. I think because yesterday's game was such an outlier, it actually bodes well for the Mariners. And Nick was talking to me on the phone earlier today when we're planning out the show and says, oh, it sounds like you're taking a little bit of copium here. And I was like, you know what? There's some copium seasoning, but the meal is not copium. But there is some copium seasoning going on here. But I truly believe, like, if the Mariners lost a heartbreaker, that's when I would have been worried, like, oh my goodness, okay, maybe the confidence is shaken up a little bit. But because that was such a horrendous performance, I think it's an easy game to burn the tape, throw it in the trash. And as we say in baseball, momentum is only as good as next day's pitcher. Next day's pitcher, which is today's pitcher, Luis Castillo, I think gets it done in front of the home crowd. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we tackle the top headlines in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.